America Beyond Black and White, How Immigrants and Fusions Are Helping Us Overcome the Racial Divide, by Ronald Fernandez, published by the University of Michigan Press, 2007. Introduction. Emily Hammerstein has a problem. Her dad is German, her mother is Chinese, and she constantly gets the same question from total strangers. What are you? Emily generally responds in a polite manner, but once the intruders leave, she questions herself as forcefully as the daily gauntlet of strangers. I have often felt that the world is not ready for someone like me, someone who is a walking contradiction to their cultural definitions. They don't understand that it can be confusing for me to be constantly asked, "What are you?" Emily's question, America's question, is one significant indication of an unprecedented challenge to U.S. culture. Millions of other American combinations share Emily's sense of being a walking contradiction to the black-white dichotomy. In everyday life, U.S. culture still calls these, mostly younger, men and women, mixed-race Americans. Many stoically endure that label, but others defiantly reject it and its everyday associates. Negative markers like half, exotic, tragic mulatto, or perhaps worst of all, half-breed. One term they do embrace is fusion, an idea I first became aware of at the 2004 National Student Conference on the Mixed Race Experience. Fusions argue that all human beings are ethnic combinations. They believe that there is one race, the human race, and that the human race is, by definition, a ceaseless series of human unions. Fusions also deliberately refuse to use skin color as an important way to identify.